Continue over here in the laws of Netilas Yadayim, washing the hands, and we're up to in Kuf Samach Beis. There's a whole lot of details over here, which through the whole picture, all the details, we get the entire picture. But we're up to subsection 7. Now, we know we pour once, twice, and three, actually, we do. But or once and twice, at least, that's the minimum requirement. So, he says you have to be careful when you're pouring it on your hands, that you should do it all at once. In other words, the pour should come on the whole hand versus doing it a little part at a time, you know, part here, part there, part there, but just doing the whole hand together. So he says like this, "Kishashoyfech harishonim al hayad." When you pour the first waters, the first wash, on the hand, sorich lizoyer v'lishpech b'shvichachas, you must be careful to pour it with one pour. Hakol perek hatzorich entilas yadayim, on the entire part that needs washing of the hands. We've already learned earlier, there are some opinions says that you only have to wash up till the place where your fingers connect to your hand. Up to there. Some say you have to wash your entire hand, okay? Up to your wrist. What?
Up to the stick.
Up to the stick.
Like the scissors, because they know the fingers were used to eat the food.
Yeah, the question was, where did the rabbis make the decree? So, what he's saying over here is, whatever part it is, but you have to do it all at once. Don't do it. So he says, mamish. It doesn't actually literally mean just one pour. But only the stipulation is it should not stop, the flow shouldn't stop until you've covered the whole area that you need to cover. So he doesn't want you to do it in two pours, but if it's as long as the water is still coming down, it's considered the whole hand. And the reason we need that is the reason why we can't have two separate pours because she'en yadayim toiras licha tzoin. Hands do not become clean halfway. You can't leave a half apart and another half apart. You have to do is clean the whole together. It's not the normal way to wash half a hand. You have to wash the whole hand together. That's the requirement, and that's why you have to do it all with one pour, not a little bit at a time.
Are we talking spiritually pure?
Yes. The old. From Tuma.
And the other part can get it, and it goes to the other.
So he says, what happens if a person did vim posak achas shenotel mixes a yad? What happens if you stopped? You poured half a hand and you stopped. So then, ain't it till mixes a yadaloi? Then that doesn't count. Even if he's poured at once a revis, doesn't help. And he says the water actually now become tamei because they didn't clean anything. So now the first waters are not clean water because they're touching your hand and you didn't wash anything off. You didn't wash anything. You didn't accomplish anything. And then you have to go back and pour even on the part that you already washed. So you have the new one. It's going to have to cover your whole hand. All of the part has to be washed. But if you just pour on the part that you didn't, you poured first on one part, and you poured on the other part that you hadn't washed yet, then your hands remain tummy as it was. It didn't help. Even if it was a revis. So if you pour on one part of the hand a revis and the other part of the revis, it still doesn't do anything for you. Your hands remain tummy as they were. This applies, okay. Yes, Imrim. Sheim Yesh Adayin al mixes hayad shenofach tofer chamanas latfiach. Some say that if on the hands that you already washed, it remained enough moisture. This is the, it's called tofer chamanas latfiach. Enough moisture that if somebody else touched it, they would become moist too. So that means there's enough over there. So by touching it, you transfer the liquid onto your, that's called moisture enough. So one says that if the hand still has a little bit moisture on it, so then that could combine this washing with that what you added and you washed, the part that was left of your hand. If the first part that you washed is still wet, and then you're adding it, then it counts, because as long as it is moist, then it's considered like combined together. Because that could be a connection to help the tarev, that would be considered like one washing. So there's another opinion. The other opinion says, as long as your hand doesn't dry up and you pour it the other side, then it's all considered to be connected. He says we should be stringent like the first opinion. But he says, this only applies the first time you're washing your hand. But in the second time that you wash the hand, that doesn't matter. You can do half a hand, then you can go ahead and add on the other part. Even the first part is already dried out, you can put the second part. Because the second washing is just to remove the first washing. It's just to remove that water. So it doesn't matter. That doesn't make it clean. Clean is being made by the first. So over there we have to have it in that specific way. But over here, it's okay that you do it in parts.